Meta was down for a couple of hours on Tuesday, March 5th. That includes Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. So what should you be doing in your pet business right now to protect yourself from future outages? In this episode, I'll share my advice and news about all the exciting things happening in the Wear, Wag, Repeat world this month. Hi, I'm Tori Mystic, and you're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, the only show dedicated to supporting women in all areas of the pet industry. It's a new month here in Wear, Wag, Repeat, well, and also the whole world. It is officially March, so I want to give you an update on all the exciting things that I have going on this month that you might want to get involved in. So in this episode, I am going to start off by sharing just a personal update. Since this is a solo episode, I thought you might like to hear a little bit about what I have been up to lately. So I'll share a personal update. I'll talk more about the things going on this month. So we are still in the Q1 money theme. So I have all kinds of things happening this month to help you make more money in your pet business and also make your money work harder for you. So I'll tell you exactly what that means. And then I'm also relaunching a new program that was a huge hit last year on so many levels, and I can't wait to bring it back. So I will tell you all about that. And then finally, at the end, I will share my advice on what you should be doing right now after that huge Meta outage that happened on Tuesday, March 5th. Everything was down and you couldn't really post anything on Instagram, Facebook, or Threads. A lot of people got logged out of their accounts, and it was just a major nightmare if you were trying to post anything. So let's dive right into it. First off, I want to share with you just kind of a personal update. I hear a lot that people like hearing the personal updates. I feel like I always just want to talk about business stuff in here, but I am a real human being and I do have a lot of things going on in my life. So I'm happy to just kind of give a little update here. So I recently, a couple weekends ago, I went to Raleigh, North Carolina for a big conference, not about pets or pet care or pet marketing or blogging or any of that. This was a quilt conference. If you follow me or know anything about me, you might have seen me posting about quilts because I started making quilts a couple of years ago. I've actually been a sewer my whole life, or I guess the term is sewist. I've been sewing my whole life. I learned how to sew when I was in maybe 7th or 8th grade on an old sewing machine that my dad had given my mom, and that is still the sewing machine that I use today. It's as old as I am. So I've made all kind of projects, and recently I've made 4 finished quilts using this old sewing machine. And so it was really fun for me to go to QuiltCon, is what it's called. And it is hosted by the Modern Quilt Guild. So these, although quilting I think is perceived as sort of a granny craft, I gotta tell you guys, it's not. First of all, this show, it's the Modern Quilt Guild. So they're full of really modern artistic designs and quilts and projects and just creative people. People are from all over the world. There was a quilt show that had over 600 quilts in it, I heard. And I walked around and looked at all of them, every single one, and they all had an artist statement next to them. So it really was like an art show. And these quilts had come from all over the world. Women and men who made them. It's not just old grandmas making quilts. There was people all over the world submitting these, and I was very surprised that a lot of them had very political statements that the quilts were making. They were, just making a statement with their art and with their quilts. So it was really, really interesting. There was not a lot of dog stuff. There was one Pomeranian in a stroller. Are Pomeranians always in strollers at events like this? I think so. So that was kind of cute to see. And I did see a cute little quilt that someone had made that was like a collage of a dachshund. So I sent that to my friend Jessica at You Did What With Your Wiener. I thought she would like that. So it was a really fun weekend. And I just... I'm so inspired, and I really enjoy having this hobby that is not dog related. I know that that might not be what you want to hear me say, because I should be eating and breathing and thinking about dogs all the time, but I gotta tell you, it's really nice to have something that's not dog related at all, just a hobby that's just for me. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes I'll go on a walk, just me, or me and my boyfriend will go on a walk without the dogs, and it's actually really nice, you guys. So I just, you know, I want to share this in the hopes that maybe you'll be inspired to do something without your dogs. You know, it's okay, I think, to have our own separate interests and separate activities. Another separate activity that's not really dog related, but I do end up talking about the dogs a lot, is that I have been learning Italian. This is so exciting. So I signed up for an online Italian course. It started in January, and it's kind of structured like a course. There's like a semester, really. So it goes from January until the end of April. So it really is a lot like a university semester. And there's lessons every single week. And then the best part of it is there's a speaking club. So as many times as you want, really, there's Zoom calls. There's probably like 10 Zoom calls happening every single day at different times to accommodate all different time zones. And you can log in and talk with people. And the different calls are at different levels. So there's like beginner, intermediate, advanced, and I have been loving this so much. So twice a week, I go on Zoom and I get to talk Italian with people or speak Italian with people. And our conversations are very basic and rudimentary, but it's just really fun. And the reason why I signed up for this is because I'm going to go to Italy in May. So I'm really excited about that trip. And maybe it's a little bit overkill to spend 4 months learning Italian to go there for 1 week, but that's just the personality that I have. Go big or go home, I guess. So that's my personal update. I've been learning so many things. I just guess I love to learn, and I also love to teach. So it's been exciting, and it's been nice to have these hobbies to kind of get me through the winter. And here we are. It's basically spring. It's feeling like spring here. So let's talk a little bit more about what we have going on this month on the podcast, in Werewag Repeat Society, and also just in all areas of the Werewag Repeat world. So like I mentioned, we are still in the money theme. This year, I decided that each quarter of the year, so January, February, March, the theme is money. How to make money, how to do better things with your money, how to like have a better money mindset, all of these kind of things, because I truly really want you to make money, okay? I want you to make a lot of money so that you can pick up expensive hobbies like quilting or sign up for an online Italian school and spend 4 months learning Italian and then go to Italy. This is why I want you to make money, so you can enjoy your life, so that you can make more memories and pursue the things that you're passionate about. So I don't want us all to be stressed and having to work 24/7. I really, really want all of us to be able to make plenty of money to live on and to thrive and to pursue our passions and also make an impact in the lives of pets and their people without having to work ourselves to the bone. So if you like the sound of that, I have tons of resources I've been sharing the last 2 months and tons more coming out this month. So next week on March 13th is my big guest expert episode of the month. Each month I do one really in-depth and valuable guest expert interview. And so next week that will be coming out on Wednesday, and it is with Jessica Wasik of Bark and Gold Photography. She is a pet photographer who several years ago, came up with the idea to do a pet photo contest, a pet photo calendar contest. And this isn't like a lot of the contests that you've seen out there that are just kind of like little things that come and go and, you know, they're okay and whatever. Maybe they raise a little bit of money. Maybe they get a few participants. No, no, no. Jessica is like me. Go big or go home. She has raised tens of thousands of dollars for local animal rescues by doing this pet photo calendar contest. And there was something I was very surprised about. The actual calendars are not the fundraiser. That's not how she makes the money for the rescues. You got to listen to the episode. It comes out next Wednesday, March 13th. So Jessica Wasik of Bark and Gold Photography. But first, this week, actually today, the day this episode comes out, I have a guest expert in Where Wag Repeat Society. We are welcoming back Orizzy Cook. She is the founder of Praline's Backyard Pet Services in Atlanta, and she's also the founder of Praline's Backyard Foundation. So she's going to be talking to us in Where Wag Repeat Society. This is free to all members, and it's always uploaded to our archive so people can rewatch it. Orizzy is going to talk to us about strategies for maximizing the impact that your dollars make with local nonprofits and rescues, even if you have limited resources. So even if you're only donating $20 a month, how can you maximize your impact and what you're doing with that? She's also going to talk about leveraging local networks to be mutually beneficial, because charitable marketing, that's something I talk about with Jessica next week, actually. We talk about charitable marketing, and I think Orizzy is going to talk about that a little bit in our guest expert session in Where Wag Repeat Society as well. She will also give us an actionable plan about how to create and promote a sustainable give back program so that you're not just doing one campaign one time and then getting so overwhelmed and giving it up because it was a lot of work. Instead, both Orizzy and Jessica next week both have amazing actionable tips about how to do a sustainable give back program that is always investing back in the community and helping you also to promote your business and get a lot of goodwill for your business. So if you are a member, you will be able to access that today, and it will be up in the archive later today as well. If you are not a member yet, you can get on the wait list at wherewagrepeat.com/society. Membership will open at the beginning of Q2. So that is the beginning of April. The first week of April, membership will be open, and we will be launching a new theme for Q2. So here's what we have coming the rest of the year. The Q2 theme, so April, May, June, we are going to be doing email. We're going to talk about how to grow your email list and also how to make the most and amplify the revenue that you're generating from your current email list. Q3 will be all about blogging. Of course, that's a topic very near and dear to my heart, but I believe and I know that blogging is really the key to getting more traffic to your website. The more traffic you get to the website, the more people you get on your email list, the more products and services you are going to sell, the more money you're going to make. So see how it all ties together. And then finally, Q4, I'm super excited about this. And I can't believe that I have to wait all the way until October to do this. But in Q4, we are going to have a theme of networking. And I'm going to be hosting networking virtual events every month, October, November, December, so that not only members can make a big impact, but we can connect with the wider petpreneur community online. And those events are going to be really, really awesome. So I cannot wait for that. If you're not a member of Where Wag Repeat Society yet, again, you can join at, or you can get on the wait list and then eventually join at wherewagrepeat.com/society. Now, something that both Jessica and Orizzy and I have in common is that we all have online courses to share our expertise with pet pros. So this is the perfect time to mention to you that I am relaunching the Course Creator Mastermind program. This was a huge hit last year. I hosted it for the first time in 2023. I had a tight-knit group of pet pros go through this program, and what we were all surprised and delighted by was that everyone's courses were totally different. So we had one person create a course about how to do hiring in your pet services business. So if you're a dog walker or pet sitter, Doug Keeling, Doug the dog guy from Bad to the Bone Pet Care, he created a course all about hiring. It was the positive hiring course. We also had Tiffany Chen from Paw Assistant. She is a social media manager for R Plus Dog Trainers. What an awesome niche that she has. And it's just so inspiring to see that she's really passionate about sharing positive reinforcement trainers and helping them. So she created a course about creating social media videos for dog trainers. And I helped her create the course, outline her lessons, create a launch plan, all of this stuff. I helped everyone in the program do everything they needed to get their courses organized, put together, created, launched, but then also to continue the relationships with their students afterward. Because remember, it's not over when you hit launch. You actually have to maintain relationships with your students. So this program showed the participants of the program exactly how to do all of that. Okay, so we had Doug, we had Tiffany, and then we also had Sherry Rohde. She is the host of Therapy Dog Talk. She has a podcast where she interviews therapy dog teams, and she is extremely qualified and has so many certifications. I cannot even remember what they all are, but she is so impressive and so dedicated to utilizing therapy dogs in therapy work to help people. And so she created a course called Life Skills for Therapy Dog Teams. And her course actually, she was able to work with some different organizations to have it count as continuing education credits. So that was so creative, and what a great way to ensure that people are enrolling in your course. So we had so much fun doing this last year, and I was so proud of the courses that everyone created. So I'm bringing it back. I know a lot of people wanted this to happen sooner, but it's pretty involved. I really put so much time and energy into giving everyone personalized attention and the accountability that they need to really create their courses. So this was the time that we're doing it. So it's open for enrollment right now. If you go to wherewagrepeat.com/courses, you'll see an option to click on this, the Course Creator Mastermind. So this is a 12-week program. We are going to start the week of March 25th, and we will end the week of June 12th. That week of June 12th, you will be launching your first online course. I promise you can do this in 12 weeks. Last year, my course creators did it in like 8 or 10 weeks. So this year, I built in a little bit extra buffer time because I felt like we needed it, especially for creating the lesson videos and all of that kind of stuff that you have to do on your end. But on my end, I give you the complete system to follow to create your course from start to finish. So we will start with figuring out your course idea. We will then create an outline for the lessons. What's awesome about this group is we meet weekly on Zoom with me and the other people in the mastermind. And I think that was the best part. I mean, you can ask Doug and Tiffany and Sherry yourselves. We also had another member, Melissa, and she wasn't able to get her course launched in the timeline. However, we were able to create the complete outline for it and get a wait list set up, but she had a lot going on in her life. And so it's totally understandable. Sometimes there's a lot going on in our lives and our businesses, but this program, I designed it so that I can support you however you need it. So it's the accountability you need. It's the exact system that you need to launch your course from start to finish, including all the pre-promotion, all of the post-promotion. That's a thing you might not have thought about. And then on top of all of this, I will share the courses created or the wait list if you aren't able to finish it in time. So there's no such thing as not finishing, because we will always have a wait list option available. But on the week of June 12th, I will share these courses with my entire audience. So that is over 40,000 pet-obsessed pet parents and pet pros. I include this as a bonus because I think it really sets this program apart from any other course creation program. This is within your niche. If you're a pet pro, I'm a pet pro, we're all going to be pet pros, and I'm going to be promoting all of these courses to my entire audience. So I'm going to treat my course creators in this program exactly like I would a big name brand that I do sponsored content for. So I'm going to share all of your courses to all my social media followers, to my email list, to my blog readers with a dedicated blog post, and I will also do a dedicated podcast episode all about the courses that are created in this program. This is a promotional package worth over $3,500. $3,500. And it is a bonus that I include in this program because I really want your course to launch with success. And I do not think there is any other course creator program out there that has this kind of dedicated promotional support that's within your niche. So you might be able to join some program where the host shares your course with their list. I've seen some things like that out there, but they're not going to be in the pet niche, right? So I really want to use my audience and my platforms to help you promote your course. And I personally think that is the biggest perk of this program, not to mention the personalized support. So there are absolutely no pre-recorded videos. There's no like lessons that you're going to go and watch off on your own. Everything is hands-on. I am going to hold your hand and make sure that you understand and that you get it and that you finish it. I also heard from Melissa and Sherry and Doug and Tiffany that the best part of doing this program last year was the accountability of having our weekly calls. So we set up a consistent time. It was something like every Friday at noon. We all got on Zoom and everyone was like, oh, I only finished this because I knew our call was coming up tomorrow. So it was a really effective way to get your course created. I could go on and on and on. As you can hear, I'm kind of gushing about this, but you can read more about it. Go to wearwagrepeat.com/courses and you will see the option to check out the course creator mastermind. Now, if you're not sure what your course idea could be, if you're like, I really want to make a course, but I don't know what my idea is, I am going to have something to help you figure that out, and I will announce that very soon. So stay tuned for that. We have plenty of time. We're not starting the program until the very end of March. So we have time to figure it out. Do not worry. But if you have any questions, please reach out to me before then. Now, before I wrap up this episode, I do want to address the Meta outage. I know I talked about this at the very beginning, and then I got so caught up in talking about all the exciting things happening this month. So I want to make sure that I give you some advice about this Meta outage. So I did some research. They are not saying exactly what the cause of the outage was. They're just saying it was a technical glitch. They are saying that it was not a cyber attack or anything like that. And I did see some speculation online that Meta has been ordered by the European Union to make some changes to make their platforms better and safer for people. And so maybe implementing these changes and updates is what affected the outage. But again, that's just speculation of people online. But reading the news and staying up to date on what's happening in social media, there are a lot of new regulations coming down the pipeline. So if that is in fact the cause of this, we might see more outages in the future. So here's what you need to do right now. You need to grow your email list, okay? I feel like a broken record. I say this all the time, but this is not the first time that Meta has had a huge outage across all of their platforms. This one didn't last as long. This was, I think, 90 minutes or 2 hours, depending on who you were. Previous outages lasted a lot longer. But you cannot have your entire business marketing plan depend on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or even TikTok or YouTube or anything, because these platforms can go down. The only list that you own and that you can get in contact with is your email list. So it's really important that you grow your email list. I have tons and tons of resources about how to do this. And of course, Q2 is all about growing your email list and then fostering the relationships with the people already on your list. So we will get more into this in April, May, and June. And there's going to be tons of awesome stuff in Werewag Repeat Society about that. But it's really important that you work on growing your email list now, because there might be another outage in the future. And regardless of if it impacted you or not in posting, maybe you're kind of like, oh, great, I've got a couple hours off. It really is just kind of stressful. I know it kind of threw me off my game because I was getting ready to post something and it just kind of disrupted my day. And it reminded me how important it is to have an email list. I immediately emailed my email list and sent out an email that got a 50% open rate. And that is something that I would not have on social media, even if it was working. So another thing you can do is plan ahead. So instead of being on the apps and creating your content and then posting it immediately, if you plan ahead, then you'll have stuff ready to go. And if there is an outage in the future, you can just hold off on posting your stuff until the next day. You're not going to be like in the midst of it while it's happening. And then finally, my third tip to deal with this outage and future outages is to diversify your income streams. So if you are a content creator who depends heavily on sponsored content on social media, girlfriend, it is really time to diversify your income streams. That is not a very long-lasting plan. I personally have really been diversifying my streams. In preparation for the Course Creator Mastermind, I was actually just looking at my revenue from courses over the past 4 years. In 2020, courses were, I think, about 14% of my revenue. And then in 2023, last year, they were 53% of my revenue. So I have grown online courses to be a huge area of my business. That includes courses, mastermind programs, Werewag Repeat Society. That all kind of falls under my courses umbrella in my revenue. But I've really grown that over the past few years. So I am not dependent on sponsored content on social media, because I just feel like these social platforms don't really value us that much. And it's just very precarious to put all of our eggs in that basket and rely on them too heavily. So grow your email list, plan ahead, diversify your income. Okay, got it? You need me to repeat that one more time? Grow your email list, plan ahead, and please, for the love of dog, diversify your income streams. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it up for today's episode. I have talked and talked and talked, but I want you to remember that we are still in the Q1 money theme. You can also go back and look at the other interviews that we have in this series. So back in January, I interviewed on the podcast Kara Conway Love. In February, we had Julie Swan. And then, of course, next week, we have the new episode coming out with Jessica Wasik. All three of these guest expert interviews have really actionable advice on things that you can implement in your pet business right now to either be making more money or make your money make more of an impact or protect the money that you're already making. So I'm really proud to be able to offer these resources and advice, because money shouldn't be a taboo topic. I mean, let's go make some money, girls. Okay. All right. I think that's a good message to kind of wrap up this episode on. So thank you so much for listening. If you need anything at all, you know where to find me. And if you're interested in the Course Creator Mastermind program, we do start March 25th. So make sure to check that out and let me know if you have any questions. Some of the best conversations happen after the episode. Send me a note on Instagram at WearWagRepeat, or find even more women petpreneurs to connect with in our private Facebook group called WearWagRepeat Labs. If you want to dig into more episodes, resources to grow your business, or find a link to something we discussed, it is all right there for you at wearwagrepeat.com. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for a fresh conversation.